In the only words they knew, in the language of their time, 2,500-year-old texts remind us that there is such a power that lives within us. And in very eloquent words, these poets as well as scientists remind us that the key to this power is in our understanding that the world that we see around us is a mirror. It's a reflection of the feelings and the beliefs that live within us. Very simple, very eloquent, perhaps deceptively simple. Such a perspective views the events of our world as a barometer of sorts. The events of the world around us allow us to gauge the consequences of the choices, the beliefs, and the values that we have in each moment of our lives. The implications of such a perspective are vast, empowering, and I've discovered to some people even a little frightening. The implication that somehow the events unfolding in the world around us are in any way whatsoever related to what's happening inside of our bodies, and perhaps taking it one step further, the implication that we may choose to participate in those events around us by changing what happens in our bodies. In such a view, the chaos of a changing world, for example, the violence in our families, our communities, even the unsettled patterns of nature, such as the rogue weather patterns that we've seen in the last decades of the 20th century, are seen as mirrors of anger, rage, jealous competition, and hate that we harbor from within. Now, I have to say, in my training in the hard sciences, I have no training, no formal training that prepares me to understand relationships of this nature, on the one hand. On the other hand, the same view suggests that as we heal the personal challenges in our own lives, the challenges that we face day in and day out, through forgiveness, understanding, tolerance, and compassion, that our outer world reflects those choices as well. We may well expect to see changes in the outer world based on our ability to become understanding and compassion within. We may expect to see the great changes in the world around us as subtle and gentle patterns of change.